episode 2 of the 5 banger drop of All Gas No Trash. My name's Josh, and I'm here today with good buddy Adam.
Yes, greetings, hello, welcome.
And today we're going to talk about, how do you say it, Jamia?
Dude, with all due respect, I have no fucking idea how to pronounce. It's X-A-M-I-Y-A.
You didn't put it into the Google thing to see how it sounds?
No, because it's not a real word. It's a combination of two of the people involved with the project. It's their two names combined.
Well, how do you say the names?
So I think the first one, which is the female, she's Kamiya. The other one is Zanse. So is it Zamiya?
Yeah, so that'd be a Z, right?
Yeah.
Zamiya,
whatever.
Man, why English is terrible. Why do the letters, like I had said earlier, why do letters have to be associated with sounding like other letters? That makes no sense.
I have no idea.
Sounds like it can sound like Z, it can sound like J, it can sound like H.
C-H.
C-H. It can sound like fucking a W if you put it in the right context. What the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
Maybe it's supposed to be W. Maybe it's Whamia.
Maybe.
Whamia, I don't know. But anyways, that's who we're going to talk about today.
Yes. So a bit of information, because this group actually came to me this weekend from the gods above, the RNG gods.
I thought you were going to be like, oh, yeah, they actually hit me up. They sent me an email.
Yeah, no. Dude, I mean, like, there's no way.
We've heard about All Gas No Trash. We'd love to talk to you.
Oh, I wish.
Damn.
So this project came up to me via an Instagram reel. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what the fuck is this? It was eye-grabbing, to say the least, because of, well, all the garments they're wearing, the music itself. It's just the whole thing. And so we're going to talk about them, but so a bit of history about the group, a little bit of background. So these two people have been involved in the music industry in the far off land of Japan, or rather the far off island of Japan.
Yeah.
And Kamiya, who is the female artist in the duo, she was formerly part of a group that was a K-pop group, but it was entirely comprised of Japanese women. Mm-hmm. And she was actually the fucking leader.
What was the name of the K-pop group?
Extraordinary Girls.
I feel like I've heard some. I feel like that's like they were pretty popular, right?
Extraordinary Girls.
Okay.
So she was part of this group. She was actually the fucking leader before they actually debuted their first single. But then she got the axe. And she had to fuck off.
Why? Was she too old?
No, I don't know what. So according to the CEO of the agency that this K-pop group is assigned to, this guy said that Kamiya, and I think her real name is Irie, she was more fit for being a solo artist and not part of like a group with a dozen girls and shit. So it is the belief of the CEO of the company that owns the Extraordinary Girls, mm-hmm, that she be a solo artist.
Well, shit, she's only been, that thing only started existing since 2022.
Right.
Extraordinary Girls.
So after the fact, she becomes her own recording artist, right? And she comes out with a single called CBD or something like that. The other guy, Zanse, is a producer that's part of a record label / talent agency / like publisher. Like everything's encompassed to one thing for these K-pop groups. It's fucking weird. But anyways,
sort of like Live Nation.
Yeah. So Zanse is a producer that is part of the parent company that is, so XGALX is the company that runs like the whole thing with Extraordinary Girls, right?
Okay.
So they're the subsidiary of this record label called Avex USA. So that's where Zanse's a part of. He's a producer. So he's worked with artists like this artist named Sabrina Claudio. I don't really know who she is, but she has like 4 or 5 million different followers. So she must be pretty popular.
Yeah.
He's worked with NLE Choppa, and he's also worked with this artist named Lotto. And he himself is a recording artist, and he played at some festival in Japan that had like 30 or 40,000 people. So the guy like is pretty successful with having some pretty decent credits. Also noteworthy is that he was also a producer for the track that was the first, I believe the first hit of Extraordinary Girls. It was like Shooting Like a Star or something like that. I don't remember the exact title of the song, but he was also a producer of Extraordinary Girls' first single, I believe. So,
well, it sounds like this guy has been a lot more successful than the enemy of the show, Bardo Martinez.
Oh, Bardo Martinez.
Sorry, I had to throw it at you.
No, fuck you. Why not? We got to keep the streak going, dude.
Yeah, I agree.
So I don't really know. This is the part I don't understand or don't know is for these two to work together, because they eventually do work together on this collaborative single called Deja Vu, right? Mm-hmm. At what point before that did they interact with each other? Was it through the networks of Avex USA or XGalX that they cross paths and like, hey, do you want to do a project since you're not part of Extraordinary Girls anymore? And she's like, fuck yeah, let's do it. So they come out with these two singles. And one of them was called, well, it's abbreviated. It's called Ron, but the abbreviation is Ready or Not. And the other track is Hotaru, which is the first single, and Ron is the second single. So we're going to listen to these two tracks, and I want to hear what Josh has to say. And we're going to actually watch the music video, and I recommend that you do it as well when you get the chance. So this is Zamiya with Ron that we're going to be listening to. So go ahead and cue that up, pause the video, and then we'll get back to you and we'll hear Josh's reaction, because I gotta know what he thinks.
All right, here we go.
Hold up. I fucked up. So we're gonna listen to Hotaru first.
Oh, okay, all right.
And then we'll listen to Ron.
All right, so here we go. Hotaru is the first one. Here we go. Okay, so that was Hotaru. So before I give you my thoughts, I just want to say right now, I want to call this and say I guarantee you 1,000% that song is going to be either the intro or like the opening or the ending credit song for an anime. I don't know when it's going to happen. And shit, this song just came out.
I think it's been out for a few months.
Okay. Right? Yeah. In 2025, I'm going to say either by the fall or the spring cycle of anime for 2025 and then going into the spring of 2026, that's going to be in fucking something. Yeah. It's either going to be the fucking, by that time, I feel like it's going to be in there. That song was set up perfectly for that shit. Also, the music video, I feel like that's what they were calling for by doing it with that weird animation style stuff.
You want to know something interesting about that, the visuals? All right, so if I'm not mistaken, I do need to check to see if, let me pull up the music video. Fucking A, where's the description? Yes, it is, in fact. All right, so within the description of the video, there's this studio called Strange Loop Studios. Mm-hmm. These guys have done visuals for Kendrick Lamar, Dua Lipa, Billie Eilish, Denzel Curry, Flying Lotus, a number of the chart-topping artists, and Zamiya got to work or do something with a music video that got Strange Loop. How the fuck does that happen?
Yeah, they're getting fucking pushed. They're getting the push, man.
I know. Look, you're not wrong about the... I don't think you're wrong about the anime bullshit. I think this group is going to be successful... Not because of the fact that we talk about them, but it's because the machine
is behind them.
The machine is behind them. 100%.
Yeah.
So just talking about, I don't imagine two people could fucking pay for.
Oh, no.
To be the clients of Strange Loop Studios, who have worked with, as I said before, Kendrick Lamar, Dua Lipa, Billie Eilish, people that fill arenas.
Yeah.
And they're working with this group.
And I feel like it was likely done as a favor to whoever is their contact at the label or whatever, because that video was so basic. It was just them standing on a white background and then in this animation style. Probably something that took the least amount of time for them to do.
Yeah.
Because they're like, all right, we're doing this for either pennies on the dollar or for free as like a favor. Let's fucking just get this. Give them the most basic shit.
Of all people, I mean, I'm thinking Zanse, the producer between the two, would know who to work, because he's kind of a creative director himself.
Yeah.
So either he knows the people or the people that he works for, Avex USA, would connect him with with somebody to get in touch with people from Strange Loop Studios.
Oh, yeah.
This song that we're going to listen to is called Ready or Not, as I mentioned before. This one is a little... I'll let you hear it, and you decide for yourself what you have to say.
Hotaru, that song was fucking great, man.
Yeah.
That was a fucking banger-ass fucking song. I'm probably reading into this too much with the fucking cake thing, but I feel like she's some rich girl and she's trying to date like this poor punk guy. And that's why she's like, oh, like here, I'll sneak you some cake secretly. Like, here's the cake. Let me cake. Like, secretly. Like, this is cake. And then it's like, oh, I'm always lonely. I see the fireflies like, and they remind me of you, the lights in the sky. Let's meet up another time. Cause like my rich parents are going to be mad. Like,
dude, I gotta be honest with you.
Yeah.
The lyrics were the thing I paid attention to least. It's the music itself, like the instrumental part. I don't want to discredit lyrics themselves. I think they're very important to music, but when it on first impressions, it's what I hear for the music itself, not the lyrics.
Right.
I
don't know. Well, yeah. Anyways, all right. So what's the next one called again?
So it's called Ready or Not, but Ready it's spelled R O N, abbreviated, turned into an acronym. So we're gonna listen to Ready or Not. So go ahead and cue that up.
Oh, it says Kamiya with a K, so maybe that's how it's fucking pronounced.
No, Kamiya is her.
Oh, it's her.
And Zansei is...
Oh.
Yeah. So we'll be sure to use those tags going forward. Especially for this video, yeah.
Yeah.
We want people to know that we were the first to start talking about these motherfuckers.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Anyway, all right, let me go... that was Hotaru, okay.
Ready or Not.
Ready or Not is the next one. All right, here we go. Let me find it. We're going to start. All right, that was Ready or Not, Ron. That sounds pretty good, too. I have to say that I think... What is it? Zamiya? I think Zamiya may be the hottest thing to come out of Japan since 1945. When we dropped two sons on their asses.
Oh, man.
Sorry, I throw that in. But anyways, yeah, I think it's pretty good. That's pretty fucking banger fire song. That's another song that could be used as an anime. They're going to get a song on an anime, I guarantee you, in the next fucking 12 to 18 months. No doubts.
I think this project's really cool because this is somebody that was basically cut from being part of a K-pop group and is going out and doing stuff on their own. And it's such an interesting project because it subverts your expectations because you have this girl dressed in Lolita garments. I guess the one that kind of fits, but you know, the music is like, okay, pop rock. I can understand the Lolita outfit that kind of works or whatever. And then you have the guy that's like the punker. So, you know, they're playing rock music. But this song is straight disco, French house. It's like electronic music. And they're wearing these garments. She looks more like Madonna, a Lolita, and a little bit of punk. But they're playing disco music. Like, that's a weird juxtaposition. And then between the two of them, one's a punker and then the other one's a Lolita. So it's like, you wouldn't know what to expect looking at them, what kind of music they play. Yeah, and the fact that they're playing multiple genres. They made one song that's kind of like Justice, like D-A-N-C-E or dance. And then they have a pop rock song that sounds like the fucking Gurren Lagann or Kill la Kill fucking opening theme song, dude.
Yeah.
So I think it's really cool. I think it's going to be successful strictly for the fact that whoever's backing this project and the people that they've been involved with, it says a lot about what could be happening in the future. And they're actually going to be making their U.S. debut at South by Southwest, the conference that happens every year at Austin, Texas. And they're playing two shows at the festival. And they're looking for... if you go on their profile, they're looking for management. They're looking for a record label. They're looking for all kinds of shit, which is kind of interesting because when you look on the song credits, it says they're... shit's being released by Avex USA. So I don't know how that works in terms of record labels. If you get represented overseas as well, or I don't fucking know, but they're looking for a lot of shit. So I don't really know. It kind of feels like a counterpoint to everything that we've talked about that a record label has been helping them out. But then you see all this shit that they're going out to this specific festival thing to, to play out in front of people to hopefully make connections for booking. What?
I was just saying, maybe I should send them an email and see if they want to sign up with fucking All Gas No Trash record label.
Yeah, sure.
Hey, I'll say hello there. Hello there, fellow humans. Would you enjoy?
So that's pretty much it. Hopefully you check out their music. I think I'm going to be posting our article I had written within the description. Maybe I'll forget. I don't fucking know. In either case, if you listened, thanks for tuning in. And what do you got to say?
I don't know. I'd like to say that, this is pretty interesting. I think that these are for sure ones to watch. And also, I don't know who else is talking about these motherfuckers on the internet right now.
Nope, I don't.
I think we might be the only first ones.
Yeah, I think it's a very real possibility. We might be the only ones talking about them. And I want to see what happens after South by Southwest comes by. What the number of people? Do you think it's gonna go up? Yeah,
4.3K right now is what they have on.
I think it's gonna double.
I think after South by Southwest, it's gonna go to 4.3 million.
No, that's too much.
Nah, fuck you. I'm calling it right now. All right. If it goes to fucking over 4.3 or higher in the millions, goddamn, I'm good.
Yeah.
Right, going this shit on. I will say that would be an epic rise on their behalf. And maybe they could be cool guys and send some people over our way. And then, maybe our numbers could go up too. We can help everybody out. Yeah. All right.
So conclusion of the episode. Thanks for tuning in.
All right. We'll catch you guys on the next one. Whenever that may be. Oh, I know, in like 2 minutes.
Yeah.